Welcome back to Cairo Nights, everybody. Happy Soft Rock Wednesday to you. Mason Mike here with another guest, Mike.
So joining us is Nicole Jennings. This is a story. This is actually an annual event in Seattle, which I really dig. It's one of those things where you feel like it's one of the reasons to love being in Seattle. I know there's plenty of reasons to complain. This is one of the reasons to love being in Seattle, and it has to do with a huge effort to provide medical treatment for people who can't afford it otherwise. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so it's the Seattle King County Clinic that runs at Seattle Center from Thursday through Sunday. People start lining up at 12:30 a.m. to try and get into this. It serves hundreds of people a day, at least 750 they're expecting, and it's all volunteer run. Almost 1,000 volunteers are there giving their time to help provide medical, dental, and vision treatment for people who can't afford it.
How long has this been going, do you know?
This is its sixth year now.
Wow. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I had just briefly heard about it on Twitter, I want to say, the last couple of years, but never really looked into it. And I think what surprised me most about it is you hear about this and you think, you know, it's serving people on the streets. It's serving those people who are the most in need. But actually, it's also serving, you know, the working class, people who might have health insurance through their work, but maybe the insurance doesn't cover very much. Or, you know, maybe they run a small business or they're working a couple of jobs and they're not really able to have health insurance. And, you know, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, and the more I found out about it, I actually kind of was tempted to go down there for dental and vision.
Get your eyes checked. Yeah. No joke.
And Deborah Douse from Seattle Center, she's their communications director. She elaborated more on this.
A clinic like this shouldn't be needed in a society like the United States. But the reality is people might be fully employed, might be working three jobs, and none of those jobs have health insurance.
It's true.
So when you talked to her, did she say that is there ever any shortage of volunteers, or is the problem that there's too many people? It's always seemed like a town where getting a volunteer isn't all that difficult. Mm-hmm. Did she say that plenty of people turn out and that they don't run into a shortage of people, either medical experts or just general volunteers?
Yeah, there's definitely not a shortage of volunteers, it sounds like. I mean, they always want people, but I read that their goal this year was to have 1,000 volunteers, and they've almost got that. So, you know, plenty of people coming out with their skills and their hearts to, you know, to give what they can. It just sounds like, you know, with the time constraints and then being constrained to just Seattle Center, you know, it could be challenging to fit everyone in. But she said that, you know, they don't turn anyone away. So no one's turned away based on language needs. They have interpreters there. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you live. So you don't have to live in Seattle or King County. You can come from anywhere in the region. She advises to get there early. So, like I said, people start lining up at 12:30 a.m. in the Fisher Pavilion. The doors for service open at 6:30. So, you know, it's something where you could potentially be waiting many hours to get treated. And, you know, if you can, try and go on weekdays, Thursday and Friday, you know, a little bit less crowded mm-hmm. than weekends when people are off work and have more time. So that's kind of the major challenge, is just the time. But definitely sounds like, you know, plenty of people in this city want to come out and do their part.
And so this is running right now at Seattle. So if someone hears this and wants to go to Seattle Center because they want to get checked for vision, for dental, for a medical issue, they can still go. It's running through what day?
Through Sunday. Yeah. Yes, please do go. I mean, and the variety of things that are being treated here. I mean, it's not just physicals. It's blood work. It's x-rays, nutrition.
Oh, wow.
Counseling,
really?
Women's health. You know, fillings, root canals, dental exams, eye exams. They have glasses for people who need it. I mean, pretty much any sort of health health genre you can imagine. Chiropractic care, neuropathy, physical therapy.
Wow.
Everything under the sun. So it really is a wonderful opportunity if you're in need.
And is there let's just say somebody wants to volunteer. One, is there a way for them to volunteer? And two, is there a way for them to donate?
Yeah, if you go to seattlecenter.org, it's the Seattle/King County Clinic. Seattle Center Foundation is the Seattle Center's nonprofit that runs this, along with many other nonprofits in the region. And they have links there where you can sign up to volunteer, where you can donate money, kind of everything that you need to know, frequently asked questions. It's all up there. I believe the volunteer signups began as early as last September. So this is something that's in the works for many months that you can definitely plan way ahead for.
Man, thanks for bringing this to our attention. This is so much bigger than I expected when I heard that, you know, you had a story about this clinic. I was like, okay, a couple people downtown, that'll be fine. But the scope of it and the amount of people that are both volunteering and able to serve is so much bigger than I expected. What an awesome thing.
And I didn't even realize, you know, the effects that this can have. It's not just providing something critical that's for someone in need, but it can literally save lives. Deborah Doust, who I talked to, said, you know, people who are having to ignore these very serious symptoms they're having because they're afraid to spend the money and go to the doctor and get the lab work or the x-rays done or whatever they need. You know, they're able to come here and get a diagnosis, something like cancer or something very serious, and then get treated through continuing free healthcare that's provided to them. And, you know, their lives are saved through that. So this is definitely has very, very big impacts on people's lives.
Are you guys good at going to the doctor? Keeping up on that kind of thing?
Well, yeah, I do go, but I'm a hypochondriac. I get very, very nervous.
Yeah.
I'm better now. When I was young, I went very seldom, but having watched, my dad died of cancer quite a few years ago, and having watched his sort of unwillingness to engage early in the process.
Yeah, right.
Kind of reframed me as a adult. I've been lucky, though. I've worked for big companies that have insurance, largely speaking. And it is difficult if you don't. You really have to pick your spots. If I just sit tight, I'll probably get better. I won't have gone in the hole for another $500. People make this decision all the time. In Seattle. And this clinic is an opportunity for them to find, like, use a safety net, essentially. And not to just get treated, but to really figure out on the front end if something bigger might be going on that they need to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's the big issue for me is so many of us are walking around because generally, I think generally speaking, Americans are not great at going to the doctor. Like, we're just not. In countries where, there's a more of a universal healthcare or national medicine system, they're a little more willing to just go, a little something's wrong. Well, let me just go check this out just to make
sure. Exactly.
Right. Because it's not going to cost me a bunch of money.
And I lived in Austria, and that was my experience there.
Right. Yeah. And so you catch things early. So the population is generally more healthy. But we got a lot of people in this country who are just kind of, walking around with some stuff that doesn't feel quite right, but might not be worth that money. So this is just a wonderful opportunity. Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate you coming in. Keep us updated on what you're doing.
Will do. Thanks.
Thanks. That's Nicole Jennings. She's a reporter here at Cairo Radio, and we'll be back with more Cairo Nights after this.